Welcome to Communication Matters with Richard McEwen. Richard is an executive communications counselor, coach, and conference speaker with clients throughout the United States and internationally. Communication Matters deals with topics ranging from communicating through the news media, making business presentations, managing crises, and developing leadership presence. Learn more at richardmcewen.com or contact him at communicationmatters@richardmcewen.com. And McEwen is spelled McEowen. Now, here's Richard.
Well, it's good to have you along for this edition of Communication Matters. And if you were with us the last time, you know that I started a four-part series on four fatal flaws of presentations, or how to botch up a perfectly good business presentation. And we took an in-depth look at that first flaw, which is making the presentation to yourself. Well, this time we're going to take a look at the second of those four flaws, and that is don't bother rehearsing. You know, it's the lack of a true rehearsal that is one of the primary reasons people get the sweats, they get nauseated, they lose sleep, and they're just a mess as they anticipate making their presentation. Now, why is that? Well, to a great extent, when they actually make their presentation, many presenters, if not most, are hearing it for the first time too, just like the audience is. And they really don't have any idea what's going to come out of their mouth before it comes out in the actual presentation. It's the rare presenter who actually rehearses their presentations despite their claims to the contrary. And I suppose that's because they don't know how to rehearse effectively. And that's what we're going to talk about here in just a moment. But if you were with me last time, I mentioned that we would take a quick look at how some people, quote unquote, rehearse their presentations. And based on some of the descriptions of what those rehearsals include, it's clear to me that many people who think they rehearse actually don't. So let me share with you some of those ways that people have shared with me that they rehearse. Here's one. Well, I usually just look it over once or twice. I might read it through to myself silently there at my desk. Or I stand in front of a mirror and I give the presentation. Or I like this one. I imagine my dog is the audience and I make it to him. Or I make the presentation to my spouse. And the last one I'll share with you, I just say it out loud when I'm in the car. Now, I don't know about you, but it seems to me that at least a couple of those have to be a bit more awkward and uncomfortable than the actual presentation itself. But they all have at least one thing in common. None of them involve the presenter actually hearing the presentation from an audience perspective. They may hear themselves saying it, but they don't really listen to the presentation. You can't really be listening when you're talking. It's basic communication 101. Now, let me suggest the single best way that a presenter can rehearse, and I mean really rehearse, and assess not only what they are going to say, but how they are going to say it. In that last point, the how, it plays at least as big a role in whether the audience remembers what is said for better or worse. And the best news of all, the means with which to do this is at this very moment, most likely within an arm's length, and that's your cell phone. Here's the trick. Audio tape yourself delivering the presentation and give it all the way through from start to finish. And then play it back and listen to yourself. And you may want to jot down some notes during that first playback, things that you notice could be improved upon or tightened up or better explained. And then once you've made those adjustments, rehearse yourself again, record the audio, and make any additional adjustments, and maybe do it again. Now, sounds sort of like the instructions on a bottle of hair conditioner, you know? Apply, rinse, repeat, except in the case of the presentation rehearsal, it's record, tweak, and repeat. Now, let me add a word of caution. One could go on forever making tweaks here and there and everywhere to the point of diminishing return. My suggestion is to limit the rehearsal takes to 3 or 4. And then, and this is as important as talking the presentation through on audio, then listen to the presentation over and over and over again. Remember, you have made the tweaks you think it needed in the first couple of takes, and by now you should be where you want to be or close to where you want to be in terms of how it sounds, in terms of the delivery. Now is the time to listen to it in your office or in the car, on the treadmill or wherever, so that you not only hear yourself saying what you want to say, but also how you want to say it. What you'll be doing is bringing the content aspect together with the style aspect of it. And this is key. What you're going to be doing, in a sense, is learning the tune of the presentation. Now, what do I mean by that? Hearing the tune of the presentation. Well, it's kind of like hearing a song over and over again. Before too long, we know all the words and we know the tune too. And most of us remember and like songs because of the tune, not the words. You may know the words of a song, but you know them because they were wrapped within an appealing and memorable tune. You know, back in about 1971, 72, 73, somewhere in there, there's a song that came out that most everybody that was at least 14 years old at that time can still know the words to and almost recite them word for word. And that song was American Pie. Just about everyone knows the words to that song, or at least key parts of it. In fact, if you were to be asked to write down the words to American Pie, you could probably do it. Not because of the words, but because of the tune. If you apply that same logic to your presentation, if you have heard it over and over and over again, and by really rehearsing it, by saying it and hearing it, you will not only come to know the words, but also the variations and the emphasis points, such that you come across as conversational, as confident, and as credible. Now, I would be the last person to suggest that you run into the presentation room and sing your presentation. And if you've ever heard me sing, you would know why I would say that. But the point is, by doing what I just outlined, doing a first take and tweaking, doing a second and maybe a third, tweaking after each take, and then spending the rest of your time listening to the presentation, you will develop confidence because you will not only know what you are going to say, but how you are going to say it. And when you get in the presentation itself, you will have learned it and know exactly how to say it. Not just the what, but the how. And the more you hear something, the less you need notes, or in this case, or using the American Pie analogy, the less you need a song sheet to remember what the words are. Now, one other point before we wrap up this discussion on rehearsing. When you are gathering your information and making notes, however you do that, make sure to include things like boldface type or italicized type or highlighted type or ellipses around those key points that you really want to drive home. Those techniques, the boldface type, the highlighted type, the italicized type, those sorts of things, will prompt you to treat those points somehow differently vocally so that the audience perceives them as particularly important. So as you go through this rehearsal, you will give it that kind of vocal treatment, those emphasis points that you will then hear over and over and over again as you do the listening and the playback. And when you get to the presentation itself, those points you will have heard using a certain tune around them. And you'll remember the words that you want to say because of that. So it's not real complicated, but it is real effective. And it makes the presentation easier on you and on your audience. And it's going to help alleviate some of those sweats and some of those sleepless nights and nervous stomachs and all of that that has accompanied your preparation for presentations. So now we're halfway through our series on four fatal flaws of presentations. And the first flaw we covered the last time you recall was making the presentation to yourself. This time we talked about avoiding that second flaw, which is don't bother rehearsing. Now, next time, we're going to take a more in-depth look at fatal flaw number 3, which is using every conceivable visual support item known to man and using them throughout the presentation. And let me make sure everybody understands here that I'm organizing this series around 4 flaws. These are not recommendations, all right? They are to be avoided if your objective is to succeed and not to die on stage. Now, maybe you have some flaws, fatal or not, or presentation war stories as a presenter or a member of the audience that you'd like to share with me. Well, just drop them in an email to me at communicationmatters@richardmcewen.com. And we might just talk about them in a future podcast. Well, that's all the time we have or that I'm going to take today. Tune in again next time for another installment of Communication Matters. And until then, this is Richard McEwen.
This has been Communication Matters with Richard McEwen. If there's a topic you would like Richard to address in an upcoming podcast, he wants to hear from you. Email Richard at communicationmatters@richardmcewen.com and follow him on Twitter at @RKMcEwen. And be sure to visit richardmcewen.com. Communication Matters is a production of Richard McEwen, all rights reserved.